You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, outgoing Pick & Bay CEO Richard Brasher, welcome. I'm not sure how much you heard of the end of that market commentary from Martin Harris and Wayne McCurry, but they make some interesting points. And I'll start off with the first point that I picked up, and that is your gain in market share. And if you look at it, many of your competitors listed have been gaining market share as well. Who are you gaining market share from? Is it the independents? Because I know you attack market share quite differently. You tend to look at the total market.
Yeah, hi Mike. I only caught the tail end of it. I'm always intrigued as to how clever some of these market analysts are when they don't actually run the business. But the reality is that I think that we grew market share, because if you look at the numbers I quoted this morning, which actually is quite an interesting time period, because our year end was the end of February. I think ShopRite's was the end of December. Woolies, Massmart, and I think Spar was split the difference. They were in between. So what I did at my presentation is put all of our results up, and ours was the best. So whether they're taking it from someone or I'm taking it from someone, the reality is, compared to the major multiples, we had a very good second half, and congrats to my team.
Fantastic second half. That core number up, core groceries up 10% and just over. You could be really pleased with that way to sign off under the circumstances. What was the full extent of the various trading bans on your business, though? Because I know Gareth Ackerman was at pains to point that out. He's always very outspoken, and I've yet to hear a cogent argument around some of these bans of alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, maybe on my last day, I can say what I think rather than being the ultimate diplomat. Look, I think inevitably during the pandemic, which none of us have faced before, all the decision making put by governments and business is the first time. So we're never going to get it all right. And I think that we did lock down very hard, let's be honest, you never want to be guilty of having done something softly and caused pain and suffering and loss of lives. I think that it's strange why people would always reach for the liquor, because if the reason for doing it was because we wanted to relieve pressure from the health service, which is very important, and obviously some people sometimes misbehave more if they've drunk things if they haven't, and therefore that could spread the virus. But I think the most recent instance where they closed down liquor, and they didn't close it down universally, they just closed it down in the off-trade, you buy it to take it home. And it was sort of hard to understand. But anyway, notwithstanding that, in our results, it cost around about $4 billion for the year. But I think we did a really good job at sort of mitigating the impact of that. And, although our profits were slightly down year on year, I think that all things considered, it's put us in a very good position for the comeback this year, both in terms of the work we did to improve the operating model. And also, I think that we will regain the turnover that we lost last year. Obviously, we won't get back what didn't get bought last year, but it will be year on year a very positive outcome in the new financial year we're now in.
Absolutely. I think key for the market is going to be whether you can maintain that performance from the second half, now that liquor and tobacco and clothing are fully open and trading again. When you look at the impact on your investment in centralizing the Boxer supply chain, what impact is that having in gaining market share, specifically in the lower income segment where you compete with ShopRite?
Yeah, well, we sort of transformed our Boxer business back in 2014-15, because we wanted to create, the African answer to a limited range discount, soft discount model. Ours has got a very strong butchery element, so it makes it the African cousin of the Lidls and Aldis and Beer Drunkers and Bin from other people around the world in Europe. And that's gone from strength to strength. And, credit to Eugene Stoop, who was the MD and now their chairman, and Merrick, who's now their MD. I think that team's done a remarkable job. And I think that what we've done is we've changed it from being a bit dark, a bit dingy, on occasions a bit dirty, some high-racking sort of shades of sort of cash and carry from the past, and we turned it into a bright, clean, well-presented, limited-range supermarket. And our customers are loving it. And in fairness, we even converted 20 of our Pick and Pay stores into being boxes because we thought it was a more relevant offer in those particular locations. And they've done very well as a consequence.
And I think it shows. I'm not sure how many people are aware, as we wish you well after your 8-year tenure, Richard, that you're not an economist or an accountant or one of those typical grey shoe types who end up in the corner office. You're a food technologist by training. How much has that influenced and shaped the way that you've built your retail career?
Blimey, my friend, the way you dug that up, that was a long time ago. I've always been fascinated by food. And I thought I was going to be a doctor because my father was a doctor, and then I went and saw an operation and I had a quick change of heart on that. And then I went and studied food at university. You know, my friend said that it was a degree in barbecuing or brine here. But I think, you know, I think you have to love the products that you work with. And although I've worked in clothing and general merchandise as well, my first love is food. And I think, you know, when you come to a country where, you know, people's disposable income is very tight, it's really important that you get excited about selling people good quality, safe food, even if it's not really exciting food or innovative food, because it is just the essence of life. But equally, it's also exciting in some of the more affluent areas to be able to explore, you know, the added value that you can do, especially on fresh food. So I think overall it's influenced me, and it's never a hardship going around a shop looking at food and talking to people about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've certainly cooked up a fantastic performance over the last 8 years and delivered one of the best in your final year and some of the toughest circumstances. So congrats to you, and look forward to catching up with you in whatever role that is in the not too distant future. Richard, thanks for your time.